I'm slowly coming back to myself today, listening to all the fuss about the X Factor, listening to the news about the weather, talking to people about how much black ice there is on the road around Cork, and anywhere else for that matter. It really is tricky to pull myself away out of the excitement of yesterday, but it has to be done. So the work this morning is about reconnecting with the rest of my life, the other projects. I am keen though to find a way of recording and sharing what Help Portrait has meant to me. And the sort of things that have come into my mind as I've been thinking about it are being, on the one hand, the extraordinary type of generosity that Help Portrait involves from the point of view of the photographers. The actual, there is so much stuff in around debate, discussion among photographers about people ripping off and stealing their stuff and taking their images and not paying them for it and all that. And here we have a situation where photographers have been giving away the copyright to their photographs, you know, losing the right to use it for any purpose themselves. Now that I think probably, you know, that's a starting point. And then when you layer on top of that the makeup artists who are used to, you know, dealing with people who pay a lot of money to have themselves made up with very fancy makeup. And I speak as a man with very little knowledge of this this area. But I was talking last night with somebody about how the sort of impression I had of makeup artists before I got involved with Help Portrait, how it's been changed as a result of Help Portrait, and how I have such a deep appreciation now of the great ability of makeup artists to accept people as they are. Just take them as they come. Some people arrive wanting to talk, some people arrive not wanting to talk. Just acceptance, and it's that value of accepting other people, no matter what's going on in the other person's life, just taking them as you find them. And of course, then in addition to the photographers and the makeup artists, they would have been able to do nothing without a whole collection of supporters who were going to meet the people face to face and welcome them, bring them in, take them around the place, everything like that. So, I'm going to mention all the individuals. It would be interesting and valuable to do for me, but it would be such a very long list. But it's the process, really, of connecting up all of the different parts. On the one hand, you have an incredibly good cause. But on the other hand, you have this gradual creation of a community, a movement called Help Portrait. Because I feel highly connected in to Help Portrait in the rest of the world, and not just the Irish Help Portrait, but the rest of the world, and marvel at the way in which so many locations, 60 countries and every single state in the United States, that's the only statistic I can hold on to. But actually, at some stage, I will go back and look at which exact locations did it. Because there is something about it being a world movement. But what is it that makes Help Portrait so different or so special? There is actually something, I think, because there are an awful lot of not-for-profits out there. There are an awful lot of charities out there. There's no end of good causes, to be honest, in this world. But to me, it's something about a cause connecting with creativity, connecting with generosity. Well, I am probably not finding the right words. But, you know, when I think about the creativity of all of the people, and I don't mean just the creativity of the photographer and the creativity of the makeup person, but the creativity of the meeter and greeter, the person who meets somebody and has to build rapport quickly with them, particularly in a situation where the other person is not at all familiar with the surroundings. I saw people being brought upstairs yesterday in the hotel into a very, very fleshy and plushy place. And I saw people helped to settle down and get relaxed and chill out and gradually unthaw. And some of the people were just so nervous about what was happening. It was just wonderful to see the looks on their faces they then left at the end. And one last thing, I thought originally that we should maybe not be using such a good location as, you know, a 4-star hotel in Cork for this, that we should be doing it in a local drafty hall, which would be, more normal surroundings for me and for others maybe as well. A very basic place. And I now think the opposite. I now think that the nicer the place, the more luxurious, the more special and unusual the place, the better it is as a location for help portrait. Because this is a day in the life, a very special one-off day for many of these people. Of course, some people would be put off if you do it in a plush location. But that's a downside. But on the other side of it, there's the reality that for the people who came and had their portrait given to them yesterday, it was a remarkable day. And I know that because they told me, not just because I think it ought to be remarkable for them, but I spoke with them. I sat down beside people and I said, "Look, how's it been? Can I have a look at your portrait?" And, the tears and the emotions that were present in so many people's eyes and face were proof, if I ever needed it, that this is a highly special movement that Jeremy Cowerton, his helpers and those he's inspired have held together. And it's gone into the second year now, and it's a journey, and we'll see where it goes from here. But that's it. That's a little bit of a personal diary. All about help portrait the day after. Bye bye.